Over here to our right, a plant that's more familiar to me because my grandmother had a rather similar array, banana plants in someone's backyard.
Yeah, that's a banana circle. Is it a circle? It's a banana bush. There's lots of them, which brings up another aspect about foraging. There's more to forage than just collect from the wild. There's also collect from the less wild, the plants that people kind of don't harvest. It's called scrambling or just collecting from people's backyard. Of course, you do this with permission. You talk to the owners, and most often than not, the owners quite happy to let you collect all of the lemons, all of the apples, the bananas in this case. There's lots of them too. I can see there's quite a few, quite a few of them. Quite often, people plant fruit trees in their yards, and then they have more than they can manage. So quite common to just walk around in a suburban house and you see an overarching branch of beautiful grapefruits ready for the taking. Would that be foraging too?
Well, what was the other word you used? Scrumpling.
Scrambling, yeah, which is an old English term.
I like the word scrumpling. I think we should keep them as separate concepts.
A
It's
separate concept,
it's neat,
Not that foraging, you do not need to ask permission to no one. Foraging, you always have to make sure you know who owns what for a whole number of reasons, because you might be stepping in someone's backyard and because you might want to know a little bit of the history of the land where you collecting from, so that you know that you don't collect anything too disgusting, poisonous, and so forth. After all, we are in urban environments.
It's a big issue, especially around where we are. This was a massive industrial area. I mean, it still is. So that brings up the question of soil quality. But then again, next to a sports field, you have issues perhaps with pesticides, with the council coming down and trying to kill the, as they see them, weeds. Have you run into any of these sort of problems?
You run into these sort of problems all the time. And as I said before, the best place to forage is your own backyard. So if you want to make sure that you are eating clean and proper organic food and plants, eat where you know where it grows. With that in mind, you just get to know your environment. You know what's growing where, you know what's being managed and what's not. I can take you around the corner over here and you can tell yourself, this place is not being looked after from forever. No one's care about it, so the plants growing to that is just as clean as anything you buy from the supermarket. As a matter of fact, anything you buy in the supermarket is grown on a diet of pesticides and herbicides.